Blog Talk Radio.
So blessed. Good morning, Circle of Friends. Today is July the 7th, and I am so excited and happy to be here in prayer, praise, and deliverance this morning. And I just want to thank God for bringing us all together this morning and just waking us up. And I just give God the glory this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for waking me up this morning, Lord God, and allow me to be on the prayer line this morning, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing in our families, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for turning the hearts of the fathers back to the children, Lord God. Lord God, we just give you all the praise and honor this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our lives, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in Caleb's life, Lord God. I ask you in the name of Jesus to continuously to guide him, Lord God. Lord God, guide him to make good decisions, Lord God. Give him wisdom, Lord God. Give him wisdom beyond his understanding, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you be the light in his footsteps, Lord God, guiding him, Lord God, helping him, Lord God, just like the bridesmaid, to be prepared, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for just turning his life around, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for his salvation, Lord God. And I thank you for the salvation of all my nephews, Lord God. I thank you for the salvation of TJ, Jadon, Kenyon, Denver, and Dallas, Lord God, and Sierra, Lord God, and Joshua, Father God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you keep them, Lord God. Lord God, keep them, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that they dwell in a secret place, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your anointing, Lord God. I thank you for your renewed anointing, Lord God. I thank you for your renewed grace and your renewed mercy, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we glorify you this morning, Lord God. We lift your name on high, Father God. For you are worthy, Lord God. For you are worthy, Jesus, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you for keeping me, Lord God. I thank you for keeping my business, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for every blessing, Lord God. I thank you for my salvation, Lord God. And I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you allow me to continuously to grow in the spirit, Lord God. In the spirit, Lord God. And Lord God, just take me in different dimensions of you, Lord God. Help me to have a strong understanding of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you for that desire, Lord God. And I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you grow that desire, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for each and every person on this prayer line and every family represented on this prayer line, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you keep them, Lord God. Lord God, we praise you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We reject all limitations that's been placed upon our life, Lord God. Anything that's been spoken over us, Lord God, meant to do us harm, Lord God, meant to cage us, Lord God. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind any cages over our finances right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind any cages, Lord God, over our success, Lord God. We bind any cage, Lord God, causing us, Lord God, not to grow, Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for rejecting every satanic limitation placed upon our life, Lord God. Lord God, there's nothing you can't do, Lord God. There's nothing that we cannot achieve through you, Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to reach our destination in you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the grace that you've given us to do all things, Father God. Not just some things, but all things. We can do all things through Christ Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for not allowing us, Lord God, to fall to our obstacles, Lord God. But, Lord God, you allow us, Lord God, to grow and keep going, Lord God. So I thank you for that today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to succeed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just give you all the praise and honor this morning, Lord God. We magnify your holy name, Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for canceling every agenda, Lord God, that was placed over my kids, Lord God. Lord God, I pray. I thank you for breaking it right now, every chain, Lord God. Lord God, we cover ourselves. We cover our families, Lord God, in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I cover everything in the blood of Jesus that's concerning me and my family, Lord God. Lord God, we break every negative foundation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Any negative foundation in my children's life, Lord God, I come against it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I break every attachment, Lord God, that's not of you, Lord God, over our families, Lord God. Lord God, you are our cornerstone, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. I thank you that my kids will not struggle in the name of Jesus, Lord God, or go through any struggles, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for being that you are not man that you should lie, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God. I delight myself in you, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that every negative term or label has been destroyed, that's been spoken over my children, Lord God, or over me, Lord God, or over any person on this prayer line, Lord God. So, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we begin to fulfill the plan or agenda concerning our life, Lord God. Allow us to, Lord God, to keep going, Lord God. Lord God, remove every obstacle out of our way, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we bind any obstacles, Lord God. We bind any poverty, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that it would not come near our dwelling, Lord God, or our children, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you to do a new thing, Lord God. You said you would establish a new thing, Lord God. So we thank you for that, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, we release your fresh fire on anything, Lord God, trying to come against our growth, Lord God, our success right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us not to disappoint ourselves, Lord God. Help us not to disappoint you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for delivering us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we will receive everything, Lord God, that you set out for us to, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for your deliverance, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you set us free, Lord God. Lord God, you are the Prince of Peace, Lord God. You deserve all the glory, Lord God. When all people leave, Lord God, you stay, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for this morning, Lord God. We thank you for your presence, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace, Lord God. For you are my Savior, Lord God. For you are the God over everything, over every situation, Lord God. And your grace is sufficient, Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you for that to this morning, Lord God. You said death and life are in the tongue, Lord God, in Proverbs 18:21, Lord God. So help us, Lord God, have the words, Lord God. Instruct us, improve us, rebuild us, Lord God. Lord God, that we, Lord God, we're speaking the right things, Lord God. We're speaking, Lord God, the things into existence, Lord God. You said call those things that are not as if they are, Lord God. So, Lord God, we call ourselves blessed, Lord God. Lord God, we call ourselves great, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to speak joy and success into our life, Lord God. Cover everything concerning us in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that no evil will come near us, Lord God, that we are well protected and secured in Christ, Lord God, that every situation, Lord God, that we go through, Lord God, will favor you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, give us divine immunity against all those things that's trying to work against us, Lord God. We're praying for divine immunity right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Everything is trying to work against us, Lord God, but we know, Lord God, that it cannot work against us, Lord God. You said that everything will work towards the good of those that love the Lord, Lord God. So, Lord God, we love you, Jesus, Lord God. So we're expecting good things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Abundance in our life, Lord God. Help us see the anointing for greatness, Lord God. Lord God, we pray right now for the anointing for excellence, Lord God. Lord God, release the grace to prosper, Lord God, and the anointing to prosper right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for empowering us, Lord God, for encouraging us, Lord God, uplifting us, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that no assignment, Lord God, that the enemy has for us, Lord God, will prosper, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for canceling those plans right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For, Lord God, today is the day that the Lord has made, Lord God. We will be glad and rejoice in it. And we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We're standing on the word of God today, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for giving us this day, Lord God. Lord God, that you said that you will anoint our head with oil, Lord God, and our cups shall runneth over, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for that this morning, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you that I will eat the fruit of my labor, and I will stand on the word of God, Lord God, today, Lord God. Today and every day, I will live above every expectation, Lord God, that I've set for my life, Lord God. But Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that we are overcomers, Lord God. We are overcomers in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Nothing will hold me back, Lord God. Nothing will hold any of us back, Lord God. Nothing will stop us, Lord God.
We will move in the spirit, Lord God. The Lord will defend us, Lord God. We know you will defend us, Lord God. You will protect our interests, Lord God, of any attack, Lord God. No attack will come near us. No attack will affect us, Lord God, because we're standing on the word of God, Lord God. Lord God, and you will defend us, Lord God. You will protect our interests, Lord God. Anything that's our interest, Lord God, you will protect, Lord God. So, Lord God, we bind any satanic ambushes over our life, Lord God. Lord God, that they will receive the fire of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Every enemy, every unfriendly friend, Lord God. Anything to set a trap out for us, Lord God. Lord God, anything that's trying to dig a hole for us, Lord God, we reject it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Every plan, Lord God, meant to trap us, Lord God, it will scatter in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, it will not succeed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus for your anointing, Lord God. And Lord God, we give you all the glory, Jesus, Lord God. We give you all the grace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For Lord God, we praise you, Jesus, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We bind anything trying to hinder us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just want to give you all the glory this morning, Lord God. I just woke up, Lord God, just thanking you. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for breaking every yoke, Lord God. Lord God, breaking every yoke over our life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything, anywhere, Lord God, that's trying to come against the knowledge of Jesus Christ in our life, Lord God, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, we say, have your way in our life, Lord God. Have your way, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, I just thank you, Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for deliverance, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for deliverance from any generational problems, Lord God. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to destroy it by the root, Lord God. Destroy it by the root, Lord God. Anything that started in our childhood, Lord God, is affecting our life, Lord God. Affecting our finances, Lord God. Affecting our marriages, Lord God, and communication, Lord God. Let there be a solution right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, anything that's following us from our past, Lord God. Lord God, anything that's following us from the womb, Lord God. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that it sets us free today, Lord God, that we are free in the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Anything, Lord God, meant to bind us, Lord God, set us free right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, any evil pronouncement, Lord God, put out any negative words put out over our life, Lord God, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Any trauma, Lord God, that came from our parents, Lord God, we ask for deliverance from it today, Lord God. Any trauma from our past, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that it does not affect our future, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that we can live a life, Lord God, that glorifies you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we bind anything that's causing us pain, Lord God, whether it be physical or mental, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you give a solution to that today, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for removing us from every Egypt, Lord God, every Pharaoh in our life, Lord God. Thank you for removing it, Lord God. Lord God, the things that we've been praying for so long, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that we receive a solution, Lord God, today, Lord God. Say, Lord God, any power trying to lead me into captivity, Lord God, I bind it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We will not be in captivity, Lord God. We will not be in the wilderness, Lord God. But you have given us a land of milk and honey, Lord God, for us to possess, Lord God. So I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we possess the things, Lord God, that you have given us, Lord God. Lord God, we reject any type of form of sorrow, Lord God. Lord God, we will be glad and rejoice, Lord God. Lord God, we will lift up our hands, Lord God, and give you the glory, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. No matter what circumstances, Lord God, is going on in our life, Lord God, we still give you the glory, Jesus, Lord God. We still give you the praise, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for shifting our focus, Lord God, onto you, Lord God. Onto you, Lord God. By your power, Lord God, we are coming out of Egypt, Lord God. Every situation meant to put us in captivity, Lord God. Lord God, you're bringing us out today, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're taking our life back in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Nothing will enslave us. Nothing will enslave our minds, our spirit, Lord God. We have freedom in Jesus Christ, Lord God, and I thank you for that today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we have limitless possibilities, Lord God, that your anointing rests upon us today, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that we will not struggle, Lord God. We will not struggle, Lord God, that nothing will stand in our way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being the living bread, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for removing every mark of disgrace from our life, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for putting an end to any oppression in our life, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you that nothing will work against us today, Lord God. We command our day, Jesus, Lord God, that we will receive good news today, Lord God. Lord God, that we will receive our helpers, Lord God. Lord God, that you will send our helpers to locate us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. And I give you all the glory this morning, Lord God. Lord God, for you are great and greatly to be praised, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be here today on the prayer, praise, and deliverance line, Lord God. And so, Lord God, I just come together and just thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Lord God, in our life today, Lord God. Lord God, what you're doing
thank
in
you,
the
Jesus.
Future, Lord God. So I thank
you,
Jesus,
Father.
Lord God. Come together,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord God.
Come together,
hallelujah.
Everybody. Let's just thank God this morning, Lord God. Lord God, let's just wake up with a grateful heart, Lord God. He said, seek me while I may be found, Lord God. So there's going to be a time when God is not going to be found. So we got to seek him now. We got to seek him now. And everything that we have inside of us, he said, seek me.
Thank
in the kingdom
Jesus.
Of heaven, and everything
you,
will be added unto
thee.
So, Lord God, help us
thank
to seek you, Lord God. Lord God, help us not to wait
until
a time, Lord God, when we won't be able to find you, Lord God. Lord God, help us to seek you now, Lord God,
in
everything
that we've
got inside of us, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to renew our faith this morning, Lord God. Renew our faith, Lord God. Renew our faith in Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, for you are the way, Lord God. You are the great I am, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for God. We thank you, Lord. For all the prayers this morning. Okay, so when I was doing my studying yesterday, I was studying, I've been studying God's anointing. And I'm just going to go over some things that I was looking at, that how do you get God's anointing and what God's anointing does for us. And it says that the anointing will connect you to people who celebrate God and who are God-fearing. And that is the scripture that goes along with that is Samuel 10:5. I'm going to read the scriptures also, but I'm going to just read some points of what we can gain by the anointing of Jesus Christ. Okay, another thing is the anointing will allow your prophecy and decree, and it will come to pass. The anointing will sharpen your discernment. The anointing will also make you powerful person that overcomes every battle despite the attacks. Amen. The anointing will locate your missing blessings. The anointing attracts resources and destiny helpers. The anointing empowers you and provokes you to act. The anointing advances you and pushes you forward. The anointing causes you to become a new man or woman. The anointing makes you the head and not the tail. The anointing makes you the commander or leader. The anointing raises up your worship to God. The anointing will cause people to favor you, favor your cause. So I'm going to read Samuel. A lot of these things came from Samuel chapter 10. And it says, then Samuel took the flask of oil and poured it on Saul's head and kissed him, saying, has not the Lord anointed you ruler over his inheritance? When you leave me today, you will meet two men near Rachel's tomb at Zelah on the border of Benjamin, and they will say to you, the donkey you set out to look for have been found. Now your father has stopped thinking about them and is worried about you. He is asking, what shall I do about my son? And then you will go there until you reach the great tree of Tabor, and three men going up to worship God at Bethel and will meet you there, and one be carrying three goats and another three loaves of bread and another a skin of wine, and they will meet you there. Okay, hold on. A skin of wine. They will greet you after and offer you two loaves of bread, and you will accept them. After you go there, you will go to Jabai of God, where the Philistine outpost. As you approach the town, you will meet the possession of prophets coming down from the high place with lyres, timbrels, pipes, harps being played before them, and they will be prophesying. The Spirit of the Lord will come powerful upon you, and you will prophesy with them. You will be changed. You will be changed into the person, into a different person. And once these signs are fulfilled, do whatever your hand finds to do, and God is with you. So just reading those scriptures right there, we can see that the anointing will allow you to do whatever your hands finds to do, and that is Samuel 10 and 7. And it also went to say that Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon you, and you will prophesy with them. You will be a changed person. The anointing will change you. The anointing will change you as a person. The anointing will also allow you to do whatever you bless you, allow you to do whatever that you set out to do, whatever job or whatever thing that you want to do. The anointing allows you favor to do that. And anointing will change you and change our direction. And anointing also, when he anointed Saul's head and kissed him, the anointing says, the Lord has anointed you. You are the ruler over his inheritance. So the anointing will allow you an inheritance with Jesus Christ. So I just wanted to come together and pray for a renewed anointing over our life, because I don't know about you, but I'm trying to do whatever God is allowing me to do. He says in your words, he says that once the signs are filled, do whatever your hand finds to do. God is with you. I need God to be with me in everything that I do. I can't do nothing without Christ. So I just wanted to pray for that we have a renewed anointing, because you see all these promises that God, that the anointing allows us to do. He says that the anointing will connect you to people who celebrate in God and are God-fearing. The anointing will allow you your prophecy and decree to come to pass. It gives you the ability to speak the mind of God with purpose. The anointing will sharpen your discernment. The anointing will make you a powerful person that overcomes every battle despite the attack. In the name of Jesus. So I just want to come together and to pray for anointing, and let those who delight in the justification shout and rejoice, that they shall say without ceasing, the Lord will be magnified and delighted in my life. So amen. So let's come together and pray for the anointing, because we know that the anointing breaks yoke in the name of Jesus. And this morning, I just feel like that the anointing of Jesus Christ, that we need that. We need a renewed anointing. We need that. We need that. There's so many things that we're trying to do in our lives, so many things that we're praying for, so many things, that generational curses that we're breaking, that we need that anointing. We need the Spirit of God. So let's come together and pray for the anointing over our lives and the anointing over our family. Amen. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for your anointing, Lord God. Help us to receive a new anointing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Restore us, rebuild us right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to disgrace our enemies, Lord God. Disgrace our enemies, Lord God. Lord God, you so long to show them what we deserve in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we deserve in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
that will be applied to our heads right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. To help us to think right, to help us to walk right, to help us to talk right, to help us right now, Father, to be used by us, to be delivered, to help us to do that. Help us right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, what you call us to do, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we can do all things in you, Christ, in the name of Jesus. Help us to love right, help us to pray right, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us to draw nature, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for our victories in the name of Jesus. The victory over our brothers and sisters' life and our family's life right now, God, and others in authority, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. To break curses, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, for touching and appearing with us. Father, in the name of Lord, unity right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The anointing right now, God, for us to have supernatural, to have the discernment of the Spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. And where wisdom will flow, where knowledge will flow, where prophetic word will flow, revelation will flow, Father, in the name of Jesus. Miracle signs and miracles right now, God, for us, you know, every day, Father, Father, in the name of Jesus, our Lord, you decided to wake us up this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, thanking you right now, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, right now, God, for tongues and interpretation of tongues and diverse kinds of tongues, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we will continue to pray in the Spirit even more, hallelujah, and pray in our own minds and our own bodies. Father, in the name of Jesus, that we pray the will of God, in the name of Jesus, in the Holy Ghost, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
We give you the glory, Lord God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the use of you. Yes,
for
your glory, Lord. But we will be there for Jesus that we
for your glory, right now, God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Father.
We
are
anointed, Lord. We are come back, ready warriors. Nothing else to war, Father, the name of hallelujah, that we will put on the whole armor of God, that we need to be prepared and protected with all of the devil, Father, in the name of Jesus. As the year of Osaradiri, under the Osaradiri, 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 Osaradiri,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord
Jesus.
God, we thank you for that. Lord God, it helps us to become a man, a woman in Christ, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God, for
the power
that is, Lord God.
And power,
Lord God,
and power
to
help us to fight, Father.
We will not sleep, Lord God. We will wake up and praise you, Lord God. We will wake up and seek you, Lord God. Lord God, you said you will anoint our head with oil, Lord God, and our cups are running over and sheep, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for the anointing, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you have a
Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the Lord that destroys the yoke, Father, in the name of hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Carry down the storm, Lord.
Every high thing that is God is working to purchase the knowledge of Christ. Hallelujah. Bring us every heart in the name of Jesus, Lord God. With the obedience of your Christ word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us. The answer and not the problem, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you,
Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We pray for supernatural things, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God. We pray for only things, Lord God, that you can give, Lord God. Lord God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, Lord God. Lord God, you are the way. You are the beginning, Lord God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for that anointing, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. We pray for the grace, Lord God, to keep going, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, we will be glad in it, Lord God. Lord God. We will not slumber, Lord God.
Thank
we will
you
not
for
be in depression,
Father.
Lord God. But we will be
thank
glad
you,
in this
Lord
day, Lord God. Thank you for the anointing, Lord
you
God, to push past everything, Lord God. To be glad, Lord God. No matter what it looks like, Lord God. We will be glad today, Lord God. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for that anointing, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. We receive that anointing this morning, Lord God. We receive it this morning, Lord God. And I thank you for it, Jesus, Lord God. Restore us, Lord God. Make us a new creature, Lord God. We don't want to be the same, Lord God. We want to be different, Lord God. We want to be in the image of Christ, Lord God. Do whatever you have to do, Lord God. Examine our hearts, Lord God. Make sure our heart is in the right place, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God. Examine my heart, Lord God. Examine my heart, Lord God. If there's anything, anywhere, Lord God, if anything, Lord God. It's not like you, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus, you fix it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you fix it, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, precious Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for the blood, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that our prayers, Lord God, be fervent and effective, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, in every prayer, Lord God, everything, every praise, Lord God, reaches you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for that anointing, Lord God. We thank you for that anointing, Jesus, Lord God. If you hear us, Lord God, you hear us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. You said you inhabit the praises of your people, Lord God. So we just praise you this morning, Lord God. We got 20 minutes left, Lord God. So we're just going to come together and just praise you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, because we have the knowledge. We have the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That is so amazing. It's people that don't have that. It's people that don't have that knowledge. And, Lord God, we just want to come to you today, Lord God, and just praise you right now in these last minutes of this prayer line, Lord God. We're going to use every minute, Lord God. Every minute on this prayer line, Lord God, we're going to praise you, Lord God. So let's come together and praise God for that anointing, Lord God, and the grace, Lord God, to go upon you today, Lord God. That our help will find us, Lord God. That we will have a good day. This day will be blessed, Lord God. And we thank you for that, Jesus, Lord God. Today, Lord God, we thank you for it, Lord God.
Jesus Christ.
we thank you, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, We give
in
you
the
glory,
name
Lord,
of Jesus.
All the glory, Jesus, Lord God.
In the
we
name of
your name,
Jesus.
Lord God. We thank you for this hour of power,
in
Lord
the
God.
Name
we thank you, Jesus. Mm. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
And we give you all the glory this morning, Lord God.
You are welcome.
Yes, Lord God. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy,
yes.
Father God.
Our souls say yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord God. So, Lord God,
yes.
We just thank you, Father God, for allowing us, Lord God, this
thank
time
you.
To come to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord
thank
God,
you.
For the renewed anointing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your renewed
mm-hmm.
grace, renewed mercy,
yes.
Lord God. And we just give you all the glory this morning, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We exalt you, Lord God. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. My soul says yes, Lord God. My soul
thank
says
you,
yes
Jesus.
This morning, Lord God, and I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. Sister Darlene, are you here?
She's not here.
So if anybody has any prayer requests or any praise reports and or you just want to give your name, you can do so now.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning.
Yes.
This is...
Thank God, I want to keep Malcolm King in prayer. We want to thank God that things are getting better on the new job that the Lord blessed me with. I'm just glad to be in the service. Thank you for the worship service today, hallelujah, and the prayer for the anointing because it does destroy the yoke. I want to thank God. I want to continuously keep Pastor Darling in prayer while she needs to travel in mercy until she safely arrives back home in the name of Jesus. All those that have the word of prayer, pray for me and my wife, hallelujah, God, that we be blessed by God to do the work of God and to do the will of God, that God answer every prayer that's on this request, and in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I'm thanking God and trusting God that when I make this appointment, because my legs, every time I start the walking, my feet swell, and so just want to, you know, just continue to thank him for that. When I go see the doctor and find out what is wrong with my back, that's putting pressure on my legs, and my legs are going numb. And I also want to thank him for my daughter having safe travels when she's going out of the country on Friday, you know, when she's getting on the plane and stuff like that. And I appreciate you, everyone, for all of your prayers.
Amen. You continue to pray then.
Amen. Amen.
Mm.
Amen. Good morning. Scholastica is here, and we are just thank God for the word, and I thank God for having another day, being alive in the land of the living. It is God's grace
mm-hmm.
to be alive, because some people went to bed last night, and they did not wake up. So I thank God to be
yes,
here.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for that. So we got the names of everybody that was here. I think so, everybody. So I just thank God for each and every person that just continuously comes to this prayer line. And we just thank God, and we just thank God for your presence and just everything that you bring to the prayer line. Amen.
Amen.
So we still have a few minutes. If anybody has a praise report or anything that they would like to, or a scripture or anything that they would like to add, you could do so now.
Amen.
Hi.
I just want to thank
Sister Gladys.
Go ahead, Sister Gladys.
Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measures pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosoms, for the same measure that you meet shall be measured unto you again. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. I want to thank God for his word and being reminded about his anointing. The scripture that kept on coming in my spirit is the one in Isaiah 40, verse 31, that with his anointing, and it will help us to wait upon the Lord, because without his anointing, the waiting gets hard. If someone has a side conversation, can you unmute your phone? Mute your phone.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I just thank God for the word and for the anointing, for reminding us about his anointing, that with his anointing, it helps us to be able to wait upon the Lord, and that he renews our strength. And as we wait, we can mount up with wings as eagles, and we can run and not get weary, or to run and not faint, and we can walk and not faint because of his anointing. It is the anointing that breaks the yoke. It is the anointing that guides us. And I just thought of people who need some help, you know, like those who cannot see, they walk with a guiding dog. And even if they don't see or have a little stick, they walk with to help them to see. That's how the anointing, that's what the Holy Spirit has been revealing to me, that we really need the anointing because he is our guide. He guides us. He leads us. He breaks and he sees things beyond what we can see. We think we can see, but we can't see beyond the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So we really need the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for this word. I have been encouraged in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for the word. Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead. Continue. No, go ahead, Pastor, first week.
I thank God for the word and the teaching, and this is the worship of God, and praise before his Holy Spirit, where by that Holy Spirit, all things, by that word, all things were done by him, you know, and I want to see, I pray that tomorrow that God would just give tomorrow a revival spirit on the prayer line, that everyone that needs a touch of prayer requested that God would just revive and renew things. We came out of revival and God began to heal, deliver, he gives new kidneys. Hallelujah to God. He gives new arteries in the heart. Hallelujah to God. He's just moving by his spirit. And we thank God for that, because it's the anointing that breaks the yokes. It's the everything that's evil that come up against us, the power of it is broken by the power of God's Holy Spirit. So I just want to thank God for it. I want to thank God for the prayer this morning, and continues to keep in prayer. Because God is still working miracles so great, and I want to encourage everybody to press in to stay on a fast. Because last night I was thinking about, they have a new strain, Delta part of the now that's affecting people, and it's widespread. And my prayer to God is that if we had everything locked down, and you have a vaccine. I don't know how the new one got in. If you're destroying the old, hallelujah to God. So there's just things that are going on now. That is a prayer. Either something's going on. Either God is sending strong warning that he's not pleased with the way that things going. Because it reminds me of the plagues of Egypt when they were coming through. Hallelujah to God. They send the 9 plagues or whatever it was. They send it through, and every time they wouldn't conform the word of God, yield or let the people go, God will send another one. So we have to pray that the will of the Lord be done, hallelujah to God, and that our children, our grandchildren remain protected, and that, you know, they have to think about the suicide and everything, you know, because we're going through a time now, saints of God, and we have the power of God inside. We have to realize that power is there. Everybody here have received that first miracle when they came into this world. Hallelujah to God, that the first thing happened was that God gives the woman the child. She nurtures that seed for 9 months, hallelujah to God. And just the other day, God, you know that child doesn't be breathing on its own. That child be in a sack of a water, hallelujah to God, just surviving there and living on a tube and a biblical cord from the mother. And the minute the child crowns and takes that first breath, it could never go back. And it reminds you that God just never go back and do things over, hallelujah to God. Once you're out, you're here. You take that first breath, God knows that you're here and that God will protect you, hallelujah to God. That's the power that God has given us. He touched each and every one of us. when we came. That's why we're living here. So we thank God. We'll encourage you to stay prayerful, hallelujah to God, and stay prayerful continuously throughout the day. Not a long prayer all day long, but to see things as pray. Be instant in prayer, hallelujah to God, because you're going through a time and you're going to be proven, hallelujah to God, whether you know the Lord or whether you love the Lord or not, hallelujah to God. You're going to have to stand up and defend the faith of God and let people know that you're saved, hallelujah to God, and that the power of the Almighty God lives inside of you. That's what the anointing does. It begins to speak. You'll be walking and it'll just begin to speak and glorify God. And sometimes you can be walking in an area and you begin to just speak in tongues, speak out, hallelujah to God, because there'd be demonic forces where you go at, hallelujah to God, and they'd then be destroyed. Just see that a lot of times you can look and you can see maybe an accident occur or just a miss of an accident. That's because the power of the Holy Ghost. Some things are avoided because just because you're looking on the situation. Remember that John, when he was in the Jordan, he began to baptize for the remission of sin, but his voice went out past the Regency of Jordan into the neighboring city. So wherever you are, don't limit yourself that you're just there. But that region that you're passing through, you're blessed because of the anointing. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. I didn't take too much time, but I thank God for the prayer. Amen.
Amen. So we just thank God today for allowing us to be here on this prayer line, prayer, praise, and deliverance. And
Amen.
We're at the top of the hour, so we'll see you guys here tomorrow.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we are. Yes, yes. Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
All right, go in peace.
Everyone. Love everyone.
Love everybody. Sure, yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and of offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904 904-
904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.